The plot involves the alien invasion of St. Paul's School, which presumably is an elementary or middle school educational institution. And the children have just returned from their spring vacation. And the Globblings, those are the aliens, have caused their bus to malfunction. So it turns out that only musical instruments can stop the aliens, the Globblings. But unfortunately, all but one student took their instrument with them on vacation. So they're in big trouble. Emily, thank goodness, played by Denise Atkins in our ASU opera program, she's going to play the student who actually took her violin with her. She doesn't play the violin, but that's good because it actually needs to be broken on the stage. So by a Globbling. But luckily, our new violin professor, Guy Harrison, will fill in for us there. So
even though it's about aliens and children, does this still sound like what people would expect from an opera in terms of its tone and its musical style?
Well, sort of. it's by Menotti, and in his operas, I mean, this is probably the most different opera that he's written as far as, you know, in comparison to his other ones. It was actually written on a double bill with Amahl and the Night Visitors, which probably, you know, is rather popular. So I thought that was interesting. It has some electronic sounds along with it, which sounds a bit like sort of a cheesy or a bad science fiction film to represent the aliens. And Menotti, I guess, was a bit anxious about this trend of experimentation in music and technology, and concerned that this electronic sound or the new wave idea of electronics would take over the drama and the melody of traditional opera. So I think that he was trying to make this point. So that's why it is a little bit different from his other operas. And so you have the Globblings that are represented by this, you know, outlandish electronic racket, if you will, which can only be stopped by real live music. So there
was a message he was definitely trying to send there, maybe not so subtly, but
yes, I think so. Right.
And this was written, you said, in the late 1960s. So to give our audience kind of an idea of how music was changing at the time, this was sort of a response to that.
Right. It was written, actually, it was premiered in December of 1968, which is an appropriate time for Amahl and the Night Visitors, just before Christmas. It was a commission by the State Opera of Hamburg. So it was written in German, and Menotti wrote the English libretto himself. We will not be doing it in German.
Well, you mentioned Amahl and the Night Visitors. Menotti was not someone like a P.D.Q. Bach who wrote novelty pieces like this one, but he was a true serious composer. This is just a little bit one more of his more lighthearted works.
Yes, one-act opera, definitely really, really appropriate for family members. It might sound a little bit sinister with the aliens, but it's all done in a very humorous manner. Menotti intended it for it to not be terrifying, of course, but was trying to make a point, as you suggested. It's just a little bit over an hour, has four different scenes, and so shouldn't be too lengthy for the whole family.
Well, and there are children who are involved in this production. Talk a little bit about the collaboration with the children from a visual and performing arts school here in Jonesboro.
Yes, I'm very excited. Last spring, actually, we collaborated with Visual and Performing Arts as well as First United Methodist Church. And I was so excited that their director of music, Elaine Barty, did not retire this year. I think that was her plan. But I wanted to take advantage of that opportunity because we had such a good time. So we have these students from VPA who are ranging between the fourth to the sixth grade. And I think we have 11 students from there. And they're very involved in the VPA chorale. And some of them, of course, were in Noah's Flood last year. I think we have one of the stars, well, actually the star from Annie. She played Annie, Ella Heath. And they also have a very talented student, Ava Dixon, who attended the theater arts program at Interlochen last year. And they are so excited. I am too. I mean, Lane was just mentioning how fun it is to watch how the music grows on them and that they enjoyed Noah's Flood so much last year that they were interested in doing another opera. And I tell you, they practice at 7:45 in the morning on Wednesdays and Fridays. I was very, very impressed.
So. Well, it's so encouraging to find that children are so interested in opera. You know, that's something you typically don't think a fourth grader would get excited about.
Exactly, exactly. When we have gone to the schools with our operas, of course, they're, you know, children's operas, but they have been really enthusiastic, and especially at the elementary level, they have been the ones that were the most attentive, which is just very exciting.
Well, if people have been to previous productions by the ASU opera program, they will have heard portions of this opera before, haven't they?
Yes. In the fall of 2012, we did one scene from this opera, and we sort of jokingly mentioned that maybe we could do the whole thing because it was really fun, and you know, the audience could give us their opinion on that, and they actually did. They said that was the one that they enjoyed the most, and it was actually probably the most complicated for that evening, so I wasn't sure how it'd go over, but we really got a good reaction, and so here we are. We'll do the whole thing.
I know in some of your past productions, you have audience participation where you invite people to come in costume or you have other activities for them. Will that be the case with Help Help the Globulings?
I think so. I originally wasn't planning in that way, but we had such a good time last semester when the aliens participated in the scenes, and that was sort of foreshadowing what we're doing this semester. And there happens to be a prologue, which is a I guess you could say it's an alien core, a ballet slash, I don't know what. But anyway, that would be a great opportunity. So as I have attended various conventions of the National Opera Association, they keep saying, you know, you really, really need to let the audience get up on the stage. And so there you go. I think that's a good opportunity. And that will be one less thing for me to stage.
One thing I like to point out when I do talk to you is, like, unlike other presentations by the ASU Music Department, many of which are free and open to the public, there is an admission cost for this one. So tell us a little bit about the reasons behind that and where that money goes, whereas for the opera, as opposed to, say, you know, if the wind ensemble performs.
Right. Yes, it goes straight to our production costs. I mean, opera is just very expensive. And we do, you know, we try to keep our expenses to a minimum. Our budget's minimal. So, you know, I spend what we have in our budget probably in the first couple of weeks in the fall for our rehearsal pianist. So, you know, with the costumes and the lighting and sound and what have you, you know, we try to have keep with our small budget. But we also have scholarships that I like to offer to our students. This past year, we've made a connection with Opera Maya in the Mexican Riviera. And so with our fundraising, we were able to help a few students go there. And we're really developing a relationship, actually, with Opera Maya. I've been offered a place on their core voice faculty, and I'm going to try that out for this summer. But we have a few more students going, not only in our instrumental department, in our vocal department, but also our instrumental area. And it's a really, really exciting international connection that we're making. So that's another thing that I like our fundraising efforts to go toward. But ticket sales, whatever, it all goes right back to the students.
And it's very affordable. It's not like you're going to be paying a large amount of money to attend this particular production.
Sure. If for adults, if you want to buy your tickets in advance, it's just $8. $10 at the door. Students, ASU students or students of the community or children, just $5. So extremely affordable.
And it's a unique opportunity to hear an opera production right here in Jonesboro, not having to travel to a much larger city to hear something like this.
Very true. Very true. And, you know, not very many operas will have aliens. So.